Hi, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, usually I have like very organized outline notes of what I want to talk about, but I don't today. And I really didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I have a notebook full of things I plan on talking about. But nothing was really exciting me, and I was thinking about things that make me happy. There's a lot of stuff that makes me happy. I'm a really happy person. I have a really positive outlook. But I think the thing that makes everything better for me, and if you know me, don't assume. Yes, sex makes things a lot better, but the Disney is like my heart. Like, it just makes me so happy and so just, it just makes everything better for me. Like, Disney movies, the characters, and the parks. So first, instead of sharing a piece of literature with you, I'm going to share a little bit of a song. I'm doing it at the beginning of the audio so that if I mess up, I only have to redo the beginning part and not an entire pillow talk. So I'm just going to sing a little bit of it for you. I won't sing the whole song. And it's Cinderella song. It's a dream is a wish your heart makes. Okay. A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. Alright, that wasn't that bad. I don't think. Anyways, I wanted to take you through a day, what it would be like to go to the parks with me, to go to Walt Disney World with me. First off, I will be so freaking happy that morning. Just, I love staying at all the different resorts, on Disney property. I've stayed at several. I really love them all. It's always exciting to stay at one of the monorail resorts if you don't know anything about Walt Disney World. There's four parks. There's, I used to work there, so if I get really excited and everything, that's part of it. Anyways, there's four parks. There's Magic Kingdom, and that's the one with, like, Cinderella Castle, and that's the first one of the four parks in Florida. Then there's Epcot, which has all the different countries in the back, and in the front part of the park is kind of, just, I don't know, it's really fun. And then there's Hollywood Studios, which is all about movies, and they have a big Star Wars section, and they have the Rock and Roller Coaster, which is a really fun ride, featuring Aerosmith, and it's just really neat. And then finally, their fourth park is Animal Kingdom, which is so cool. it's obviously got lots of different animals, and it's just really beautiful. And so, anyways, I'm just going to go over Magic Kingdom for like a day with me at the parks. First off, we'll start off with me being ridiculously excited to be going. And I will have some kind of Disney thing on. Like, I don't usually dress like head to toe Disney. Usually it's like a hair accessory, like some kind of really big, like, Mickey Mouse hair bow. Something like that, yes. I will admit to that. And then, so, it's so fun because you get to the park, you get to the front of it, and you walk up, and the first thing you see is the train station, the train that takes you, if you want, and it goes completely around the entire park. Which is always a fun ride, like in the middle of the day. So you see that, so then you get to go under that, and then you're in the park and you're on Main Street USA, and it's incredible. It's just so pretty and so, I get so excited, like almost to tears. I'm just so happy, and the music is playing throughout the park, and it's really upbeat and happy at the front of the park. And there's, so you walk up Main Street, and so on the one side, there's stores on both sides, but if you look above the stores, there's all these different businesses and names on the windows above the stores, because it's built to look like, you know, a little town when you're walking down the street. But all the names on the windows are the different names Walt Disney and his people used to purchase all the land that Walt Disney now owns down in Florida. But there's this neat little section on the right side of Main Street, and it's in between some of the buildings. And you can go back, and in the far back part, there's like little chairs and really pretty little tables. There's a really nice, quiet spot off the main, like the main part where all the obviously the tourists are walking through. And it's nice and quiet, and it's I always, so cheesy, I know, I always write postcards to people and mail them from, you know, the Magic Kingdom, because it gets the postmark on it. So anyways, and sometimes if, like, I have friends that have kids, I'll have, like, Mickey or Minnie or whoever their favorite princess is, sign them. So the princess, so it looks like the princess sent them the postcard, because, I mean, how cool would that be? To get mail. No one gets mail anymore. But then for it to be from a princess, it's awesome. But anyways, when you're sitting in this little section, if you wait a little bit, you can hear upstairs, it sounds like there's a recording up there, but it sounds like there's someone having music lessons. So you can hear someone singing and playing the piano. And then other times it sounds like dance practice. So you can hear like the little tap shoes practicing. That's really cute. I don't know. Little things like that get me excited. I love little details. So what else? And then, so you're walking, you're back on Main Street. And you get, there's the center. Once you get past Main Street, it's called the Hub, and it's not completely right in front of the castle, but pretty close. So you get to see the beautiful castle, and then you have a choice to make. Do you go left into Adventureland? Do you go straight and back into Fantasyland? Or do you go to the right and go to Tomorrowland? So many choices. I always go to the left and start in Adventureland. I don't know why. Just, I'm right-handed, so you would think I would go to the right. But I always go to the left. I love Adventureland. And so you go and you're crossing this bridge and going into this other land. And the music changes and like even the plants and the trees around you seem to change. So it's like you're really going into another place. And you go and there's all sorts of neat little shops and different kinds of like places you can get, you know, yummy food. But one of the first things you'll see is the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. And you get to, you know, go up and go through the treehouse and just see it. It's just like the movie, which is one of my favorite movies growing up. It was definitely one of those movies when you were homesick, when you didn't feel good and you got to stay home, that I always got to watch. It was just one of my favorites. I loved it. To be, you know, stuck on an island and to build that big, huge treehouse and just all of the amenities they put into it was just so cool to me. So I love that. Then there's the Aladdin carpet ride, which is really just this cheesy circle ride that, like, at any other amusement park, you would be like, it's for babies. But because it's Aladdin's carpet ride, you have to ride it. You have to. But you have to be careful. Because I don't know if you've seen the movie Aladdin, but if you're not paying attention and you're walking in front of the ride, there's this gigantic, maybe like, I don't know, 10 feet tall, 12 feet tall camel that's standing in front of it. And it just looks like it's part of the, you know, the decoration for the ride. No, it just randomly spits. I mean, obviously it's just water. So they'll just randomly spray water because there's always the part in Aladdin where they say, you know, with the camels, watch out, they spit. So if you're not paying attention, you could get spit on by the camel. Okay, so after you do that, I hope this is entertaining because it's very exciting to me to tell you. There's the Magic Tiki Room, which is cheesy as anything, but it's just so cool. It's just so cute, and it just makes me happy. The music's cool, the little, like, animatronic puppets and the birds, and it's really neat. So then you go a little further, and probably the coolest ride, not the most wild or anything, but definitely gets points for being the coolest, is the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. And it is so beautiful and so just so awesome. I mean, it's pirates, and you get to ride in a boat in the water and see the pirates shooting their cannons, and it's just really, I could ride that over and over and over again. So after that, what's next? I'm trying to think what I would do next. I don't know. I love watching the people, though. I love, when I worked there, one of my favorite things to do was to watch all these little kids dressed up like their favorite character and to wait in line to actually get to see them and to see these children's faces just light up. It's the neatest thing, and it's exactly how I feel. Like, they have all these different parades throughout the different times of the year. And that goes through the park. But the lights parade at night is probably my favorite. Because you get to see, like, you get to see Cinderella's carriage all lit up at night. And you get to, it's just a different experience. And there's so many rides, and I'm trying to think of, I didn't realize how long I've been talking, but that's just, like, a little part of the park. I could go on and on. At the end of the night, is the fireworks. And I love fireworks. I love them so much. I could watch fireworks every night and just be as excited as anything. And when I worked there, trust me, I did. I rarely missed the fireworks. I just love them. But anyways, to see the fireworks over Cinderella's castle, or it's not actually Cinderella's castle, it's Cinderella Castle. It's, anyways, it's so cool. The best place that I've found to watch the fireworks when you're at Magic Kingdom is up at the very front of the park. If you climb the stairs up, as if you were going to ride the train, but just there's this overlook facing, you know, facing into the park. That's the best place to see the fireworks. You have to get there early because, you know, everyone wants to be there because it's the front of the park, but that's just so pretty. And whenever I go to Disney, even if I'm there for a long time, you know, like 7-8 days, I always tear up a little bit, and it's not because I'm sad, but it's just, it makes me so stinky and happy to be there. I mean, just, everyone is so nice. Everyone that works there is so nice, and even though I know a lot of people complain about it, and they think, you know, adults that go are crazy or weird or whatever, but it's just such, it truly, truly is the happiest place on earth, at least so far that I've found. I sound like an ad. I just realized that. I don't mean to. It's just really a place that I feel kind of recharged. Because I love being around happy people. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, and I love being one of those happy people people like to be around. But sometimes it's not that easy to be happy all the time, you know? And I try. I really try. I never want someone to have to be around me when I'm sad or in a bad mood. And I know I'm human and you don't have to correct me, but yeah, I don't know. I feel really cheesy right now, like reflecting on everything I've just talked about, but I really didn't know what to talk about, and actually talking about it put me in a better mood than I was before I started recording. So I guess I'll just stick with this. I hope it was entertaining. I hope you liked it. I hope it was relaxing to listen to. I could go on and on about Disney for hours. I think this is my longest pillow talk yet. But, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's a very happy place. So, all right, I guess I will end it here, even though I only talked about a little bit of the park. There's so much, though. I hope you guys are well and take care. And if you're about to fall asleep, I hope you have sweet dreams. And if you just listen to this to listen to it, I hope it put you in a good mood. I hope it made you smile thinking about going to Walt Disney World with me. I'm so happy when I'm there. All right, everyone. I will talk to you later. Bye.